Hi, how are you? Happy holidays. I hope you and your family are healthy and are able to soak in the magic of the season. I also hope that your heart is filled with joy and peace while we head into the new year together. Today, I have a very special guest on the Live Beautifully podcast, my mom, Jane. When my parents were visiting for Thanksgiving, Brian thought it would be nice if my mom and I went for a sunset walk and did a Q&A together. We talk about creating complete autonomy for your children, space to make mistakes, learning consequences the easy and the hard way, having deep relationships with your adult kids, long distance tips, and being present as a mother when there is so much going on in life. Thank you for texting your questions and commenting on Instagram. If you missed it, we answered the first half of your questions while making a family recipe for the holidays. You can check it out on YouTube. It's the apple crisp recipe. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss new Live Beautifully episodes that are there. My channel is at the handle Katrina Scott Lifestyle. I will include the link in the show notes so you can head there too. We're doing a lot of holiday decorating and crafts in the next couple weeks. And if you missed it, we did a live episode making dried orange garland together. It's actually really interesting to do a Q&A with your parents. It's an opportunity to ask them questions about life, mistakes, what maybe they would do differently, advice for you in your life, or parenting, and just getting them to open up about their lived experiences that maybe they wouldn't have opened up about before. And it's another way to get to know your parents in this new chapter of their life and yours. I highly recommend going for a sunset walk with a family member this holiday season. It can be a parent, an aunt, uncle, a sibling, or a friend, and just ask them similar questions from this video. Sometimes when we see relatives during the holidays, we just talk about current events and we forget to take time to reflect on the past. Our parents are wise and they want to share their experiences with us. It's pretty cool. This episode is so special, and I really am thankful we had the opportunity to record it while she was visiting. My mom has been through so much in her lifetime. She has faced adversity, challenges, love, and loss, and she's handled so much of the roadblocks in her life with grace and hope, maintaining a special kind of integrity and poise. And many of you have met her before, and she's a hoot. She's so fun and free-spirited, and she loves you all so much. I admire her for her kindness, her compassion, generosity, and commitment to others. I'm so thankful she also agreed to do this episode with me because she was a little nervous to be on camera, but Brian gave her a little liquid courage, and you all give her courage. So thank you for joining us and for all your kind words. She really looks forward to seeing your comments, sharing your experiences as well. So thank you. To watch the video of this episode, head to the link in the show notes or on livebeautifully.com. Brian bravely walked backwards on the boardwalk, which is called the Strand here in Manhattan Beach, and at times you may get a little dizzy, but we hope that you feel like you're on the walk with us. Thank you for subscribing to the podcast and supporting. I love you so much, and I'm thankful we can connect here so often. All right, let's go for a walk with Mama Jane. Hi. Okay, so today we have a little walk on the beach.
Yep.
And we have questions from all of you for Jane.
Oh dear.
All right, so the first question is, what is it like being a grandma now, and how does that love differ than your own kids?
Oh, it's wonderful. Didn't know what it was going to be like. I love every minute of it. The best part is that if they misbehave, I can give them back to you.
That is true, but you handle it like a champ.
Oh, the kids love me.
Yeah, they do. You're a good grandma. Okay, Laura White says, where did you learn to sew, Mama Jane?
From my mother.
Really?
My mother was a fabulous seamstress, and she made a lot of her own clothes, and I just learned watching her.
I love that.
Yeah.
What's the best way to keep in touch being long distance? I live away from my parents and sister and her family, and it can be really hard at times. And that's from Lauren. This one's on Instagram.
FaceTime. Yeah.
But I feel like we need touch. Like, after a while, it's like,
oh, yeah,
I need to actually...
we need to hug. We need to hug. And it's funny because Colette knows me from FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
She was a little standoffish.
Yeah.
When she saw me for real, she couldn't quite figure out,
aww,
you know, that I wasn't in a box anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like FaceTime is so good, and I always FaceTime first. And then if you don't pick up, then I call you. Someone said, I can't wait for Mama Jane.
Today's episode of Live Beautifully is possible because of the farmer's dog.
You've all heard me talk about them. They are amazing. Our dog Winston has been part of our family for 7 years now. You've probably seen him on Instagram or maybe in person. He was our firstborn. He's our little baby. He's the baby of the family still. It's so important that he stays as healthy as possible. So that means eating healthy food, and it's up to us to make sure that he has that. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. So we decided to give him something fresh. He was also having a lot of digestive issues. And when we heard about Farmer's Dog, we said, all right, we'll give it a try. The Farmer's Dog made everything so much better, and he really, really looks forward to it. He gets so excited. It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies, gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog, and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog parents all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. They are so trusted, and it's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/LBWKS. It's short for Live Beautifully with Katrina Scott, so you can remember. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/LBWKS to get 50% off, plus you'll get free shipping. That's thefarmersdog.com/LBWKS. I'll also include the link in the show notes. All right, let's keep going with the episode. I'd love to ask her what advice she has to create close relationships with your children. What did you do to make your children feel supported and loved?
I just supported them and loved them.
Aww.
I mean, it's really simple. I was always there.
Yeah, you're always there.
Yep.
Always there. I feel like growing up too, whether it was going through the tough stuff, you were there. When I was having like a hard time with like breakups and things like that,
yeah.
You were there. Even when I would get in trouble, you were there.
I was there.
They say that now. They're like, sit with your kids even when they're like having big feelings, and you did a really good job just being very present.
Yeah.
You never left us like alone to deal with whatever we were dealing with.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks.
And I used other people as examples.
I
won't get into that, but
good ways and bad ways. You didn't shelter us. Like if something bad was happening, you're like, look
at
that.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
We talked
look,
about it.
That could happen. These are the wrong decisions when you take drugs. Drugs is a big example. So.
And I used to always say, you just learned a very valuable lesson the easy way.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have to go through a lot of things that other people did. So we talked about it.
And I never touched like cocaine or like
ecstasy,
and it was around me in high school.
Oh.
Like all that stuff. Remember I called you the first time I saw cocaine?
Yes.
In college?
Yes.
I was like, Mom. I never got in trouble for telling you the truth.
True.
So
yes.
Even if it was like I just saw cocaine, instead of you being like, what were you doing at a party? Obviously it was in college, so that's what you do. You know, well, how dare you hang out with those people or anything? You would be like, well, I'm happy that you made the right decision and thank you for sharing that with me. Or like, how did that make you feel? You were very inquisitive. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
And curious about the experience. And then Dad was always like, I trust that you made the right judgment. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my parents trust me. That's another thing, is that you guys were always like, we trust you. Instead of being like, I don't trust you. Going into like a party or going somewhere and going to college, I felt like you had my trust to do the right thing. So I felt like I really wanted to always just do the right thing. I had my first really, really, really bad hangover from Malibu rum. And I haven't touched it since. So I also think like giving us the space to make mistakes is good. And then, you know, consequences. What's your favorite pastime?
Reading.
Yeah.
I golf.
Oh yeah, you golf.
I golf, but I read a lot more than I play golf.
And needlepoint.
Yep. A lot.
What's your number one parenting advice?
I know.
That's a big one.
Oh, Katrina, I don't know. Number one parenting advice. Try not to get angry. Because anger doesn't solve anything.
Yeah.
And so if I'm so angry that I can't control myself, I pass it on to Chris, to Dad.
I know. Having each other's backs.
Yeah.
Through all of it.
We did it together. There was never... That was huge. I don't think I could have done it by myself.
Okay, the next one. Let's see. Hey, Dub Fit says, if you could ask your mom anything to have the knowledge passed down, what would it be? How to slow down time. How fast does it go?
It goes so fast.
Really?
Yeah. It's unbelievable how fast.
How do you soak it in? Like, life is like so crazy and busy and there's so many things that, was there anything that you did that was like, okay, this is how I'm gonna be present, this is how I'm gonna soak it in? Or you just did?
I did. And when you came out to California, I started coming out every 5-6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit, and of course that came to a screeching halt.
Yeah. I feel like growing up, you were very present with us. How did you stay present, especially during like holidays and special occasions and things like that?
Well, we didn't have technology back then. So we didn't have iPhones and iPads and FaceTime and all that stuff. So we just made phone calls, or many times I just drove out to Keene.
That's where I went to college.
That's where she went to college. I just tried to be there.
Yeah. I feel like it's harder because now everyone's not like on call, but everyone knows everyone's available every single second because they know that you have your phone on you. So it's harder to be present in that moment. Look at this. Hold on.
What is it? For my family.
It's a wish tree. Do you want to do it? Oh, hold on. Oh, it says, what are you grateful for?
Aww.
Okay. So
I think we have the last two.
Almost. Okay. Here, we'll share one so more people can do it. Oh. Okay, we're going to take the broken one and share one so other people can do that one. I'm grateful for my mom and all of you, family, and health.
And I'm grateful for, oh, this pen is terrible.
You might have to.
Give me your pen.
Oh.
I'm grateful for strong, healthy.
She has a good group of friends.
Hips.
Hip and family.
This is so cute. Okay, this is from Lindsay Fisher from Chicago, a text message. You seem to always be open to new things and really gave your kids freedom to move across the country and pursue their dreams. Was that intentional?
Yes, definitely intentional. I never would want to have kept you back. And I told you if it didn't work out, I'd pay for your flight home.
Which every week I'm like, all right,
you're coming home.
I'm coming home.
Book that flight.
At least once a month, I think it's ready. We're ready. It's ready. Let's wrap this thing up.
I'm so glad you didn't.
It's so good, though, I feel, to give your kids freedom to do and become what they want. And we've been talking about complete autonomy for your children. And you did that well. And it makes us want to see you more. We did move across the country, which I think is hard. And I think a lot of parents would want to hold tightly and not have that happen.
Yeah.
But the experiences that we've had when you visit would have been, we would have never done that. We've gone wine tasting and we've done trips together and we've gone to the beach and you guys come here and we travel, we go fun places. So yeah. I think it actually something that reminds me that you guys are really good at
adventure and changing things up.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, okay.
Well, one of I heard this from somebody once, and they said their most favorite
chapter
or whatever is that their kids want to hang out with them, and it's so nice that both of my children want us to come. Create an environment so we can come and visit, and we do things together.
Yeah. Thanks. I want to hang out with you.
Yay! That's a great goal. Have your kids want to hang out with you.
Yeah. I know. I hope Bella and Colette are going to want to hang out with us.
They're going to want to hang out with me.
Yeah. Totally. Be like, forget you.
I'm taking them to the mall and getting their ears pierced.
Belly button
pierced.
What would you say is your proudest moment as a mom?
Wow. Being present when Bella was born.
Mm.
That was extremely emotional, and it was wonderful.
I was like, I can't wait to have more. Love you. I actually remember with Colette, I had already been pushing for a while, and I wanted you to be there for the moment that she came.
Yeah.
Obviously, it ended up in emergency C-section. But I was like pushing, but I was like, okay, I'm really trying, but don't let her come until my mom gets here. And you came in, but it's still... push another hour and didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
All right. Last question. Hello, Briscoe. I need an idea.
Oh, I have no idea.
How about this?
I'm trying to walk straight. Yeah. And step in dog food.
I know.
A few rapid fire. Red or white?
Red.
Red? We always drink white wine together.
Oh, I thought you were talking about colors that I like to wear.
Oh. You're so cute.
White.
You're beautiful in red, too. So white wine. Favorite color to wear?
Blue. Blue, blue, blue.
What was your favorite job growing up? Because you're very entrepreneurial and you had shops and worked different places.
Sewing.
Sewing.
Just having my own shop as a seamstress. Mm-hmm. I call my own hours and do my own thing. It was great.
Love that. You're the boss.
I'm the boss.
Sweet or salty?
Both.
Both? Together?
Yeah, together. Oh. Sweet and salty.
What about sweet or sour?
Sour.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, because sour lemon.
Sour lemons, yep. And lime, yep. I love
sour. I haven't really seen you have sour things, but no.
No.
I think about you have. Ocean or lake?
Lake. Definitely lake. Although I loved our ocean vacations down at the Cape, but ended up on Lake Winnipesaukee and don't regret one minute.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Michigan. Wald Lake, Reed Lake, on a lake.
Favorite holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Aww.
Yep. It's my favorite.
So for all the gals that are tuning in, what is your advice for them for life fulfillment and happiness and wholeness? I feel like you're a very whole person. She's like, hold on.
It's a loaded question.
I have nothing.
Thank you so much for your inspiring words. I love you. I thought you'd share something really profound. Cheers.
Oh, funny. I love them. I love all of you.
Thank you.
And thank you. thank you everyone for supporting my daughter.
Aww. We love you.
Love you.
Thanks. Thank you so much for tuning in to Live Beautifully today. I hope you loved this episode and that you feel empowered, connected, and of course, inspired to live beautifully. Make sure you subscribe so you're the first to know when a new episode comes out. I love seeing your reviews and hearing how this podcast is making a positive impact on your life. So if you haven't yet, I'd love for you to leave a review. I read everything from you and it means the absolute world to me. I'll be sharing your reviews and stories on Instagram at Katrina Scott. Also, for Ask Me Anything episodes, literally anything, text me on my cell at 213-205-3604. 213-205-3604 with anything you'd like to talk about. Title your text AMA for Ask Me Anything so I can look out for your message. Thanks again for tuning in and sharing this with your girlfriends. I cannot wait to chat soon. Let's live beautifully together.